Coming up at the 6 o'clock hour, new and improved news or ruse. And we've got all kinds of new prizes that we're going to be giving away in the new and improved news or ruse. This makes everybody very happy that it's new and improved, especially Kevin, who doesn't have to participate. He just gets to make fun of the people if they're winning or they're losing on the news or ruse. That's the important thing. Now here's a headline that would, I think, would stump some people, a news or ruse, and that is Elon Musk wants to put a chip in your brain. News or ruse? Well, it turns out it's kind of news. At least he wants to do it to a pig. And Jackson Ryan's with us, science editor at CNET, and he's joining us from Sydney, Australia, by way of satellite. So thank you very much, Jackson. You're getting up early for us in Sydney, and I appreciate that.
No worries.
Let's talk about what this chip – this has been kind of big news the last couple of days that – The people in Elon Musk's company that are looking at this particular chip technology, they're using it in pigs, goes into the brain, and what does it do?
Yeah, so Neuralink is, I've actually called it Elon Musk's most ambitious project, and that's kind of crazy, right? Because this guy wants to put people on Mars. So to call another project his most ambitious, I think shows just how...
ambitious he truly is.
I'm going to say crazy, but it's probably not fair. Yeah. It's just kind of bonkers.
Yes. So what is it actually, when the chip goes in, what is the chip doing?
Yeah, so the chip's connected to these really thin wires, and those wires contain electrodes. Essentially, the electrodes read your brain waves. They read your brain signals. And by converting those brain signals to an electronic signal, it's believed, and it has been shown that we can do this, just not with this particular device, that you can actually essentially control a computer with your mind. So you might be able to think, I want to move my computer cursor to the left-hand side of the screen. Instead of moving your hands or anything like that, you could just literally sync up to your computer and it would do that for you just by thinking it.
Now, when you're thinking it, do you have to say it to yourself? Or, I mean, how does that... Because I have a lot of thoughts in my head. I can't really disambiguate the thoughts from what right. I really want to do. There are too many of them. Like, I got the ADHD, and that cursor would be running around in circles for hours.
Well, you bring up an absolutely important point here, Ro, because essentially we don't really know how the brain works. So Elon's kind of put the horse before the cart a little bit here. We really need to understand the brain a lot better before we go and start trying to read the brain and then getting it to do things for us without us even saying those things out loud. I mean, it is a kind of a mind-bending application for a technology. But yeah, it's really hard to get our head around if we don't know exactly what the brain is trying to tell us. We don't actually really have that knowledge yet.
Well, one of the ideas that I was reading about this, one of the applications that they hope that this technology that Elon Musk is working on by putting the chip in a pig's brain is a cure for neuromuscular disorders or paralysis, things like that, so that maybe there's a way to get around that issue between the brain and spinal cord connecting with the musculature to create ambulation. Was this really one of the points of interest for them?
It's hard to say it's the point of interest for Elon specifically, but, you know, Neuralink is a company of about 100 different people, and they are definitely working on getting to this kind of point. I think the major applications in the short term will be around what you've mentioned there with ambulation and people that have lost the ability to, connect their brain to their spinal cord, because essentially you can use a device like this to sort of bypass that process. All our brain is doing is sending out electric signals to say, move my hand or speak to Ro on the radio from the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. And if you can connect a Neuralink to somewhere that kind of bypasses that process, you could definitely see a future where people that were paralyzed might be able to walk. But that's a future that is a long way away.
So I guess that's really the question, is this: the pig experiments that are going on now and trying to understand what the pig is thinking. And the pig is a pretty smart animal, right? It's pretty complex brain going on there.
Yeah.
They're learning things along the way, but how long before you would even try this with humans and what kind of applications, even to come up with the most basic application, how long are they saying at Neuralink?
Well, they are very actually cagey about this. So they did a presentation last Friday, and Musk was very careful with his words. It was described by a journalist in the MIT Tech Review as neuroscience theater. So it's kind of more showbiz than science.
Yeah,
and I think that's a really important point to bring up. Like with these kind of progress updates, what Musk is actually doing is really trying to recruit more people to Neuralink and get them working on these problems, rather than actually say, "Hey, this is the science. We've worked this thing out, and this is what we're going to show you." It's more of this like this greatest showman, you know, Hugh Jackman style. Hey, what? We just want you to come and work with us. So from a timeline point of view, look, some people have been saying, you know, 5 years to a consumer device. Now, it may be 5 years to a consumer device, but what will that device be able to do?
Right. Why would the consumer want the device? I guess that's the question.
Exactly.
But I got to take a quick break here. But I want, on the other side, I want to come back and I want to talk about the actual presentation here. What he actually did with the pig and the computer and the chip and the whole deal.
Because you
want to talk about bonkers. Elon Musk has done some amazing things, right? I mean, the people who love the Tesla. But to me, the most amazing thing is when that rocket that launches stuff up into space, like he was able to get those two astronauts up to the space station, and then the rocket comes back and lands like a cartoon or like a claymation kind of thing, like they used to do in the 1960s. You know, it's pretty impressive. I know the guy's wacky, but and he doesn't know how to spell his own child's name, but he is certainly capable of, like you said, being an amazing showman. So we'll come right back. And thank you very much, Jackson Ryan, standing by right now in Sydney, Australia, to talk to us. We'll explain what they did with the pig, with the circuit in its brain, and why this might actually turn into something that Elon Musk is working on. But first, let's check in with Mary Vandeveld, the traffic and the weather. All right, Elon Musk wants to put a chip. Well, he already did. He put a chip in the brain of a pig and then dragged it out on stage. And our friend Jackson Ryan from CNET, who's joining us live by satellite from Sydney, Australia, right now to talk about this, saw the entire thing happen. Explain what this particular spectacle was, Jackson.
Sure. From the outset, Neuralink updates. Neuralink's only done this once before, and last time it was kind of this very technical affair. This time, Elon was out. He was giving like a PowerPoint presentation, basically, and then he had three little pigs, quite literally three little pigs in pens. He pulled back the curtain. One pig had never been experimented on. One pig had this brain implant, but it had then been removed, and he showed, oh, this pig's very it's still happy. It's a happy pig. Look at it. It's now it's in the hay. It's fine. And then a third pig was still wearing the brain implant, and Elon showed sort of when you touch this pig's snout, it kind of registers big spikes in brain activity. So it was just sort of bizarro presentation. It wasn't so much a car crash. It wasn't like a Chicago Bulls game. This year they've been pretty bad.
Yes. Why bring them up? I don't know why you even had to bring them up.
Well, I was actually thinking maybe the Neuralink would help the next coach. But look, that's all aside. Australians shouldn't probably be commenting on that. It was a spectacle though.
Right. I'll talk to you about rugby later. Okay. So what do you think it is? So is there bringing it? They're bringing the pigs out and they're talking about all of this. I mean, ultimately, obviously, he's looking for scientists. He's looking for investors. He's looking for to get some attention and energy behind this idea of being able to read brainwaves and maybe digitize thoughts, essentially, is what this would be, or digitize even sympathetic brain activity as opposed to like the conscious brain activity, which would be that application for trying to cure paralysis or other kinds of neuromuscular issues. But at that presentation, and again, he's a showman, what was the sky's limit for him there?
Oh, there was no limit. It felt like actually a lot of the time his sort of his blue sky propositions were very science fiction. So he was talking about things like essentially reading memories and then storing memories and being able to sort of pull them off a computer and bring them up. He actually, at one point, I think he said, the future is going to be weird. So, and it will be.
Hey, Jackson, the present is pretty weird right now. So,
I don't think Musk has a good grasp on on the present, perhaps. But
yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, there's so many different applications from a science fiction point of view. I mean, he was talking about giving people the ability to see in ultraviolet or see in infrared. So that's the kind of like superhero type stuff he was talking about once the presentation was over.
Yeah. Well, he's got a lot going on. And one
he's
does
got a lot going on.
Yeah, and he's like almost a perfect Bond villain too. Simultaneously, I don't know if he's. We're not quite sure exactly who he's working for. You know, is he working? Is he working for good? Is he not? He's very bizarre. He's kind of like a lot of these guys. He's got a little bit of an antisocial kind of thing happening, and then he's also got a million projects. I mean, it's weird. I mean, he's a guy who's going to, he wants to put, like you said, he wants to put people on Mars. He wants to get a chip installed in our brains that's going to either help us or spy on us. I'm not sure which yet. He's got the Tesla. He's got the battery technology. And that's really what drives the company. That's really what makes him, even though, you know, the total amount of Tesla sales doesn't add up to what the market capitalization of that company is. Mm-hmm. It's really based on the blue sky of that battery technology and the ability for those batteries to become self-contained generators.
Totally. In fact, like, I mean, to give Elon his credit, really when he comes up with these sort of big blue sky propositions, he generally does deliver on some aspect of them. So with the Tesla, for instance, you were just mentioning it, that battery tech is only improving. It's only getting better. And there is the same thing with SpaceX. I mean, I'm certain he'll deliver a spaceship that can take people to Mars. Whether it actually does in the end or not, well, that'll be up to the future. I mean, will we even make it that far? But there's so much that he promises, and he promises it early on, and that sometimes puts people offside. But for the most part, he really does get close to delivering on most of those promises.
Well, Jackson, I don't know if you're seeing all these movies that have been coming out the last couple of years, but now on Over the Top, whether it's Netflix or some of those other products, there are TV series and movies that are all based on the same premise. We got to get off the planet, right? Mm. It's like Interstellar. The idea is we got to go. We have got to go because this is this thing is this blue ball of ours may not be able to sustain us. And quite honestly, we might not be able to stand the people that it can sustain. So everybody's trying to find a way to get off. And this is what Elon Musk is kind of trading in, if you will, this totally. Idea of getting the human race somewhere else.
Well, Ray, would you put a Neuralink in your brain, and would you go to Mars? That's the two questions.
I would definitely go to Mars. I mean, especially if I knew there was nothing left here, and I might have to. But I don't know about the brain chip. I don't know. I don't, unless it's really helping me in some very significant way, I would be worried about what it's learning about me and who it's going to tell. Because there's a lot of stuff going on inside this cranium that I have, you know, everybody's got these thoughts. You think, well, why would I think something like that? And then you're just hoping nobody else is thinking those thoughts. I think that's what the difference between people who, you know, do the right thing and then people who don't do the right thing is that the people act on the bad thoughts. I just know that inside that chip, there's going to be, it's storing data. And I don't know if I like the idea of it. I don't know. What I'd like to know is, can they get, like, it'll be interesting to see if these chips can actually work the other way too and stimulate a different sort of thought process and get a pig to talk as opposed to just listening and spying in on the pig's brain.
You've gone to the sort of like real extreme, but it definitely, the tech exists, I guess, to write to the brain. That is part of Elon's sort of pitch here. The thing is, like I said at the beginning, we just don't know enough about the brain. So if I wanted to say, like, if I wanted to upload the entire, I don't know, Australian lingo into your brain, mm-hmm. so you could understand what I'm actually talking about, I, in theory, could do that. Like, if I had a set of electronic signals that I could transmit to your brain and write it into a region of your brain, that is a theoretical future that we could come to.
Right.
But again,
who needs school?
Right? It is cool, but we just don't know enough about the brain. We need to know more about the brain.
Well, if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be Elon Musk. And then the question is, why would he name his kid something that no one can spell?
I didn't even know. I still don't know what it is.
I don't either. The whole damn thing is just weird. And then there's, you know, Amber Heard, and that whole thing is weird. And Johnny Depp, and Johnny Depp wants to kill him, and he wants to kill Johnny Depp. And it's hard to take the guy seriously sometimes because he's in the middle of all the rest of this stuff. But it is what it is. All right, Jackson, you have a very interesting job, Jackson Ryan, science editor for CNET, and thank you so much for getting up early in Sydney, Australia, and turning on the satellite and talking to us. Really appreciate
it. That's awesome, Ray. Thanks so much.
Thank you. All right. On the other side of the WGN news, the new and improved news or ruse. We're going to play. We've got new prizes. We've got exciting features. Headlines like Elon Musk wants to put a chip in your brain. Would you believe that? And Kevin doesn't have to play. These are all the advantages of the new and improved newsrooms. And then we got White Sox coming your way after 6:30. I saw Mark Schanowski sitting in the WGN White Sox pregame booth getting ready.
Big game.
It's a rubber match. That's right. And there's one game back, Minnesota?
One and a half. We got a tight race in the AL Central.
The Twinkies, right? And then you got the Clevelands.
Tied with the Sox, right?
Right. And the Clevelands are, who are they playing?
That's a great question. I'll have that in sports. I don't know off the top of my head. I probably said it a million times today.
I don't know either. Let me think about that. Because I did know, but now I don't.
The Royals.
Right. I knew that. The Royals. So, well, we'll see. It's very exciting. Oh, my God. And I just amazing.
24 games left on the schedule, Ro. That's it.
I know.